Welcome to the Sacred Feminine Power Podcast, where we explore the many facets of feminine power and why it is so important for women and for men to step into this power in our world at this time. This is Emmy from Feminine Revered, and my magical guest for today is Patricia Farrell. Patricia was born for these times. She's a passionate woman who has dedicated her life to igniting the collective feminine in planetary awakening. Her capacity for clearing her own internalized patriarchy and fierce listening are the magic that she brings to every setting. Her books, What Happens When Women Wake Up and What Happens When Women Converge, show stories of the rise of the divine feminine and the critical need for this exponential expansion of women's leadership. That is so beautiful. Welcome, Patricia.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, it's a blessing to have you with us. And I am just so very excited to be learning from you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so, so honored and excited to be here.
Blessed be. Now, Patricia, since my podcast is called Sacred Feminine Power, I love to start by asking my guests, what does sacred feminine power mean to you personally?
I think the way that I want to talk about this is that somehow I stumbled across the divine feminine with absolutely no intention. And the way that it started was I went to see a psychic. This is many years ago. And she said to me, "You're going to write a book called What Happens When Women Wake Up." And that seemed to be kind of a bizarre thing for someone to do, to give me the title of a book. And it was something that I'd never thought about in my entire life. But what happened was that she gave me a cassette tape. That's how long ago it was. And every now and then I'd listen. And, well, I think, that's kind of crazy, you know, did I make that up? And then one day I thought, well, let me just listen to the tape. And so I had a Walkman. Again, this dates me. Mm-hmm. And I was starting out. I pushed the button on the cassette, on the Walkman. And what came up was What Happens When Women Wake Up. It was in the middle of the tape. And so that was an affirmation for me, a strong one. And I went, well, you know, there's something here. And then I started paying attention, and I noticed this would have been back in probably maybe 2007. I started noticing when I would go to the bookstore, this is before internet too, that there would be books occasionally with the words divine feminine, and they were rare. And so I'd buy them and I'd look at them and I'd think, wow, this is kind of interesting. And then actually a client said to me, there's this organization called Gather the Women and a Global Matrix. And I thought, well, then that was online at that point. So I went, well, that seems like it's in alignment with what this is. And so I actually made a phone call. There was a, you know, phone number to call. And this woman named Marilyn Nyborg answered, and she told me all about Gather the Women. And I immediately joined the organization, became a regional coordinator for Gather the Women, went to several of their regional gatherings, and learned about Circle Principle, which I'd never heard of in my life. I do like to say that the first circle I ever sat in was with Jean Shinoda Bolen. Which, addressing the parliament, Jean will be there at the parliament, and what an extraordinary, extraordinary carrier of the divine feminine that Jean has been. One of my favorite books of hers, there's so many, was Urgent Message from Mother, Gather the Women, Save the World. So it was a journey, and it was very stop and go. And then I had an experience with my newly born granddaughter that was there was a lot of pain connected with it. And frankly, just be honest, quite a bit of anger. And I called a friend of mine. I was in Whole Foods, Barnes & Noble, which existed at that time too, was next door. And I called her up and I said, today I'm starting to write what happens when women wake up. And I went over to Barnes & Noble and bought a journal. It was actually Christmas Eve. I don't remember what year. And then what happened is that a woman named Ann Jones, who's passed just recently, somehow we stumbled across each other, and she became a mentor, and she helped me write that book and helped me formulate the questions that I asked of each woman about their awakening and their process after they awakened, and in staying awake, you know, not pushing the snooze button. So somehow I just kind of got immersed in the divine feminine without even knowing what it was. And then it just evolved into being the center of my life. that's,
as it does.
That's my story.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing about that. I really appreciate it. And you truly are one of those pioneers, really, from the very beginning of this movement, who've been dedicated and committed to the awakening of women and the collective into this rise of the divine feminine from the very beginning. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. And I do want to share that one of my mentors and colleagues in this journey is a woman named Victoria Hanshin. And she wrote a little pamphlet that's actually available on her website called Awakened Women Igniting Global Transformation. It's a small little pamphlet, but it chronicles and describes these women that I really consider pioneers. It's so interesting for me to be thought of as a pioneer. And I've written about and thought about those who walk ahead and show us the way. And so now I'm getting a vision of, you know, a small, as a matter of fact, this is written in my book. I'm just realizing, wow, I just remember, I don't have it by me. But in what happens when women wake up, toward the end, I say what began as a trickle is now a roaring river of women awakening. So I guess I was on some kind of wave. I don't know, first wave, not first wave, not second wave, maybe third wave. And now it's a tsunami. So here we are.
Beautiful. I love that. Well, Patricia, I would love to hear from you about a challenge that you have faced on your path that's really helped you to activate sacred feminine power within you alongside the experiences that you already described for us.
I think the biggest challenge for me, as I reflect back, is distraction and procrastination. And I think what's happened is as I am more and more connected with my own soul, my own divine feminine, and I'm aware of where we are on the planet, what was some kind of passive, kind of later kind of stuff I was engaging in, became non-negotiable. It's like, here we are, you know, these are the times, we are the women. And if it's not us, it has to be us. If it's not us, who is it going to be? And actually, Marianne Williamson, who was one of my mentors and generously endorsed two of my books, in one of her talks, was about turning the Titanic around. And in her very, you know, dynamic way, she started the speech by saying, if it's going to happen, the girls are going to do it. And I'm not a fan of the word girls, but I understood the context. And it's us. And for me, that is completely non-negotiable. It is us. So losing my complacency was crucial to my being as immersed as I am at this moment in time.
Beautiful. And how did you lose that complacency? How did you manage within the busyness of life?
That's a good question, because it was gradual. I actually completely stepped out at one point. I wrote What Happens When Women Wake Up in 2009, and I did workshops and retreats. But one of the things that I found myself very frustrated with was so many of the women that came were incredibly privileged, and they did what I called, with a little bit of criticism and judgment, I would say, what I called hobby spirituality. And that actually, I'm just realizing, that actually resulted in my writing Sacred Marching Orders, which the endorsement from Marianne is, I don't even have it. It was Awakened Women, I don't even remember, but it's about the urgency and the urgency of the collective feminine. So I stepped out for several years and actually got into analysis four days a week on the couch for 10 years, looking at dealing with all of my own internal world, I guess. So I became so much more connected with myself internally. And then I had more power to go out in the world from an inner knowing rather than kind of just following the latest fad, I guess. I guess that's the way that I want to say that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that happened that, you know, that took time. Analysis for 10 years. I'd always done lots of therapy, my own therapy over the years. But, oh, do you know what? What happened was at the parliament in Salt Lake City in 2015, Phyllis Carat, who has now become one of my best friends, spearheaded this opening to the divine feminine in 2015. And all these women that I'd gotten to know through Gather the Women and other ways of being connected with the feminine, you know, were invited. And there was this huge blast of the feminine in 2015. And I was not there. And that was, oh my God, that was such a motivator for me. That's like, I can't even believe I wasn't there. But everybody that I would talk to, they'd tell me, oh, you wouldn't believe it. You know, Sister Joan Chittister, Marianne Williamson, you know, Phyllis Carat did all this organizing. She was on the parliament board and just orchestrated it all. So that happened. And then I was I'm still immersed more and more at this point. And I went to the parliament in Toronto in 2018. And on a panel that was organized by, I think, probably Ann Smith and Sandy Hart, I think maybe, on this panel, this was in, well, no, I'm sorry, this was New York. This was the Commission for the Status of Women in New York, I think. So on the panel was, I was listening to these incredible women, and one of the women was Phyllis Carat, and I just could not believe it. And I walked up to her and I said, oh my God, I'm just so excited to meet you. And her being this incredibly gracious woman is, you know, listening to me, and she's got the same technical skills that I do. So we're trying to put each other's phone number in our phones that are not quite successful doing it. And then Ann comes and says, oh, I'm taking Phyllis to lunch. And I went, oh, well, okay, that happened. But then, probably a few months later, Anne sent me an email and she said, I think Phyllis is going to be in Michigan coming up. Well, it was an email like ours that kind of got lost. I didn't see it till much later. I looked and it was the next week in a town that was 20 minutes away from me. So I was there, obviously, met Phyllis. We formed a great connection. I went to her workshop at the Theosophical Society in Chicago later than that. And then, you know, just one thing led to another. And I agreed to be on the Women's Task Force. And I am, of course, on the Women's Task Force. And then Sandy Hart, who was so, so catalyzed by the 2015 Parliament, said, let's create a women's village at the 2023 Parliament. And she really was doing it, had this idea in honor of the divine feminine, to expand, exponentially expand the energy of the divine feminine at the Parliament, and also in honor of the incredible work that Phyllis did. So these are things that have unfolded that these are great questions because they take me on fun journeys. So who knows what the question was, but that's the answer.
Thank you for that, Pat. And let's just backtrack a little bit because you've mentioned the Parliament now a few times. Could you please share a little bit more? What is the Parliament of the World Religions? How often does it happen? And what is really the purpose or the calling behind it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I have to go back a little bit with that one too, because in 2009, when there was a parliament being planned in Melbourne, Australia, there were three other women, Marilyn Nyborg, Julie Raymond, Victoria Hanchin, and me, who were attempting to create a workshop for the parliament. And I had been at a Gather the Women retreat in Seattle, and the conversation was that, as we know, you know, most religions are, you know, primarily patriarchal, and there's really no female presence at the parliament. So we were preparing a presentation that actually what it was going to be were images of what religions say about women sometimes, and then what happens to women under the guise of religion. So that was a powerful thing that we were attempting to put together. We didn't make it. And so I think that pain, that loss of not making it, was very significant. But there's a woman named Kathy Schaff who did make it to Melbourne. Phyllis Schaffley was, oh my God, I can't believe I said that. That was some kind of crazy Freudian slip. Do you know who Phyllis Schaffley is, Emmy?
No, I don't.
Phyllis Schaffley was the woman who fought against the women's movement in the 70s. She was one of the originators of the Tea Party, and she was a feminine spokesman for patriarchy.
Okay, that is an interesting Freudian slip, indeed.
That's very interesting. And forgive me, Kathy Schaff. If you're listening to this, forgive me for the Freudian slip, because Kathy Schaff, who has been very involved in the Divine Feminine for decades, she and some other women organized a behavior, a decision, that they had buttons made that they distributed, thousands and thousands of buttons that said, what happens when women lead, or what happens if women lead? And those were distributed throughout the parliament. So the feminine is getting sprinkled into the parliament. And then 2018, and with Phyllis's work back in 2015, there will always be a women's assembly at the parliament. So this has been a movement, really, within the parliament to bring women's voices into the parliament. And the parliament began in Chicago in 1893. And it's an interfaith organization with the idea that, you know, all religions are welcome to come together and create dialogue and, you know, join. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of a guru from the East who came to the parliament in 1893, which was
Swami Vivekananda?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. Beautiful. So that was in 1893. So the opening, you know, that was, you know, as we all know, an extraordinary opening. And Phyllis has been on the Parliament board all this time, and the presence of the feminine just continues to grow and grow in the Parliament. And the Parliament is, you know, is very welcoming at this point to the divine feminine and women's voices. Mm. So, you know, we've lived with patriarchy for a long time. And so 5,000 years, to be exact, is a number that I hear. So the fact that the religions have been so traditionally patriarchal, you know, is no surprise to anybody, but it's changing. It's changing. And we women are really requiring that our voices be present.
Hmm. That is so powerful and so beautiful, and so very needed as well. When is the next Parliament of World Religions happening?
Well, that's the great, beautiful question. It is happening on we're driving from Ann Arbor to Chicago on August 12th. So it officially began. Well, it actually officially begins on, I think, the 14th, but there'll be a faith parade, a parade of faiths through Chicago on the Sunday before. It's actually a pre-Parliament event. And then it officially begins on Monday. And it goes all the way through, Monday through Friday, with, I think we have 800 and some programs and panels. We have films. We have a women's task force. I don't remember all the programming, the number of how many programs are on the women's task force, or were chosen by the women's task force, but it's a big number. And we're going to have signs at the Parliament outside the doors of the programming that is sponsored by the Women's Task Force. So it'll be sprinkled throughout. We also are planning a march, Women's March, and a blessing of the Women's Village early on Monday at our opening within the Women's Village. And there will be a Women's Assembly that you can see if you get on the Parliament website, which is real easy. It's just Parliament of World Religions. It's easy to find. Then you can see the programming and you can look at the Women's Task Force. You can look at all the workshops. There'll be sacred spaces, you know, for people to, there'll be a lot of prayer, a lot of song, a lot of powerful speaking. There'll be workshops. There'll be panels. We have Jane Goodall will be there. Nancy Pelosi will be speaking. The mayor of Chicago will be speaking. It's really an event of a lifetime. And it's not too late. It's not too late to sign up. And it's a plethora of resources that I don't know where in the world you would ever find anywhere else.
So that sounds absolutely amazing.
It's so amazing. And normally parliaments are about every 3 years.
Okay. All right. So if you miss this one, then the next opportunity is 2026.
Well, and I hope I'm not speaking out of whatever, but it at this point, it's looking like it might be in Scotland.
So
Chicago, for those of us who are, you know, closer to Chicago, it's quite an opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that the next one will indeed be in Europe and more easily accessible to those of us who are this side of the world, because yes, it indeed sounds like such an incredible opportunity to listen to luminaries speaking about vital topics and really network and meet incredible people.
Do you know, I'd like to add something to that, because we've been talking so much about the divine feminine, but we've also talked about how the divine feminine, women, the collective feminine is so incredibly crucial. And a theme that I haven't mentioned, is coming to conscience and really addressing the global trend toward fascism. That, you know, this is a time that it's really, really important that we speak out strongly and act strongly on behalf of humanity and all life. So I really don't want to diminish that call to conscience, which is really the theme of the parliament.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. That is really, really wonderful. And what I find is absolutely mind-blowing is the fact that Swami Vivekananda was there in 1893, and he certainly is part of a holy lineage that is also very much dedicated and committed to the Great Mother and to the Divine Feminine. So wow. I really, really love that.
Wow. Oh, I so wish you could be there.
Oh, it would be amazing. Hopefully in 3 years' time. Beautiful.
Yeah, just so profound. Such powerful, powerful energetic vortex it will be.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it already is. The energies have been gathering for a while. And yeah, it will be such a beautiful, powerful gathering. Yes.
Yes.
I wish you all the best for that. And we'll be holding space from a distance for the Divine Feminine to be really on the platform, on the stage in magical ways. And for you to have many, many amazing experiences during the Parliament as well.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much for doing everything you did to make this available before the Parliament. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, it's my honor. Thank you, Patricia, for coming onto the show. And thank you for the powerful, important work that you do. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patricia.